Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. In today's episode, we are going to focus on art and being creative, and it's one of my favorite topics. And before we start, I just want to tell you about what I've learned recently about AI. And it's just a little observation from my last episode. Last week's episode title was actually created by ChatGPT, and it was a topic that it recommended to me that I could talk about. So I found it very interesting and I just went for it. And what I noticed is that the episode was not as popular as my other episodes. So I personally think, and this is my feeling irrespective of this experience, but this just kind of supports my view, is that we all crave realness and we all crave authenticity and we crave human expression. So I just think AI is fun and it's helpful and it can, you know, help you with a lot of tasks that aren't really complicated or that don't require creativity. But when it comes to the creative things and the things where you literally want to express yourself and express what's on your heart, you got to do the work yourself. And you get to do the work yourself. And that's the beautiful part, because you get to be authentic, you get to be real, and you get to share what, you know, moves you personally. So with this episode, I kind of want to still talk about art and still talk about why I think it's important to live out your creative ideas. But this time we're doing it without AI. And let's jump right in. I mentioned this week's topic a couple of times. Actually, I'm doing The Artist's Way, which is a course created by Julia Cameron back in the 90s, I think. She wrote a book that helps you to unblock yourself creatively and that has a beautiful subtitle, which is A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. So it's not just a very shallow step-by-step program. It's really meant to get you spiritually connected to God, who is your creator, and to yourself as a creation and creator in one. So it's a very interesting concept, and there are different tasks and things that you get to do, get to work on, write about mainly, and they really help to get you going. And yeah, so my opinion about this is I'm almost halfway through the program. It's really helpful to have a guide that prompts you to be creative more often and to maybe even do something that is out of your comfort zone creatively. But there is one task which is called morning pages, where you wake up every morning and write 3 pages. And those pages are really a pain, to be honest. I know they can help because you get to write freely about what's on your mind, but they're still a pain to me personally. But as always, I think that if you push through, you sort of develop a sense of self-esteem and a sense of self-reliance and discipline that can really propel you forward with, you know, your art in general. So I don't think it's a bad thing at all to push yourself sometimes. And yeah, it's really great. So I like the title, and that's why I called this episode The Same Way. And to me personally, there are different approaches to making art because we're all different. And I feel like every art output is different, and every artist behind the work is different and works in a different way. So I think The Artist's Way is actually very individual, and for every single artist, it just means to find what works and to use the process over and over again to make it better and to grow with each iteration and with each work. And yeah, so I think that's very interesting. And writing a book about the topic is also very interesting. It's a very helpful thing. And I think it's also very interesting that a course like this that came in book format was already a thing like 30 years ago. And today, self-help and courses are omnipresent. So I think it's very interesting to, you know, go back in time and do something that is a little outdated almost, but isn't, if you know what I mean. So it's very interesting. And yeah, I can recommend the book to everyone. It's definitely not a waste of time if you commit yourself to the tasks. I think the morning pages are going to be a challenge, but everything else I found to be quite fun. So I also want to share a personal win to end this episode. I did an artist date, which is also one task you're supposed to do every single week. And my artist date consisted of painting because I like to draw mainly, but painting is another story. And I painted something that is quite abstract, which is different from how I usually work. And I wanted to challenge myself in this regard, and it worked. And I know with creative endeavors, not everything works. You know, sometimes you create something that doesn't look as amazing as you would like it to look, or that doesn't sound the way that you would like it to sound, whatever medium you work in. But it's important to just keep at it. And I think that's a life lesson for all of us, you know, just stay at it and keep going, and let your creativity out. Because if you do, it's actually going to pay off. And even if the feeling of being creative is the only payoff, that's totally worth it. Because being in flow with yourself, so to say, or with what you're doing is so much fun, and it's so rewarding. And yeah, I just love it. So I really hope this episode inspired you. If you liked it, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out a lot, and I am looking forward to next week's episode. Stay tuned until then. Have a great week. Bye.